about the important stuff.
Morning, Brisbane. This is Jet and Hannah with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a decade's worth of funeral funds being taken by an insurance company following the death of a Brisbane woman. Margaret Schofield, aged 81, passed away December 2023. Real Insurance deny owing her family anything. Margaret's daughter Renata says Real did not contact her and gave up contacting her dementia-diagnosed mother, unaware to an insurance cancellation. Everyday Australians should be checking their insurance policies to avoid similar events. PNC warns that school tuck shops are on the verge of financial collapse due to rising costs and a lack of volunteers. Scott Wiseman, chief executive of the Peak Body for Parents and Citizens Association, says more struggling tuck shops were closing or being replaced by private companies. While the higher costs of private companies and the cost of living needing to hire the paid tuck shop staff are being eaten into, this makes it difficult to run a tuck shop at affordable prices for financially struggling families. In national news, the latest Australian Consumer Commission's Targeting Scams report found that more than 600,000 reports about scams were made in 2023, as compared to the 507,000 in 2022. This marks an 18.5% increase in reports. Despite the losses totaling $2.74 billion, there has been a 13% increase in the reported losses. Investment scams report that the most money stolen, accounting for more than $1.3 billion. Australians above 65 were the only age group that did not experience a decrease in reported losses, with $121 million reported lost.
In other news, a 9% pay rise is being demanded for women-led industries in an annual wage review. This morning, the Australian Council of Trade Unions proposed critical steps to close the gender pay gap with the Fair Work Commission. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus welcomes such systemic change. The review's outcome will impact minimum 2.9 million workers. In international news, a Hamas delegation will visit Cairo to discuss a ceasefire proposal, says a Hamas official. This proposal will be handed to mediators from Qatar and Egypt. No other details on the proposal have been disclosed. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. It is currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. And that's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime,